Su agilidad oral y comprensión auditiva en 6 intensos días con el método Vaughan. El programa tendrá lugar en un colegio mayor e incluye alojamiento en la habitación individual con baño privado, pensión completa, material didáctico de Vaughan y, por supuesto, nuestro equipo de profesores de Vaughan. Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Repito, 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Beat for Teens, de Vaughan.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right, now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan. Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
You're listening to the Drive Time Show with Kyle Miller.
Everybody, welcome back to the Drive Time Show. You're listening to Vaughn Radio, the one and only Vaughn Radio. And remember, if you want to hear more of this program or programs like it, you can find us on iVox, iVox.com, or the iVox app. And you can search for Drive Time, Drive Time, or other programs from Vaughn Radio as well. And stay tuned after today's show because there's always more great content 24 hours a day here on Vaughn Radio. Let's begin this half hour with a little bit of business.
Come to my office.
What a bargain.
Meeting starting in 5 minutes.
Bye.
Let's get down to business. All right, it's time to get down to business. Yes, and we have today another business letter. So people have said to me that they have been enjoying these business letters. So I'm going to get into this. We'll translate the letter. I will read this letter in Spanish first, little by little, and then little by little, poco a poco, we will translate it into English. Okay, so here we go. It starts off, Estimada Sheila. Dear Sheila. Estimada Sheila. Le escribo este correo de última hora con la esperanza de que lo reciba antes de la reunión de mañana por la mañana. Ok. Este correo de última hora. I'm writing this last minute email in hope that you might receive it before tomorrow morning's meeting. In hope that you might receive it before tomorrow morning's meeting. La reunión de mañana por la mañana. Here we can use the Saxon genitive, the apostrophe S. It's a little bit of a different structure. It's a bit of a strange structure to use the apostrophe S here for many people. Many non-native English speakers may find this strange, but we say tomorrow morning's meeting instead of the meeting of tomorrow. Eso no se dice. Okay. I have been, bueno, he estado intentando incesantemente incesantemente, excuse me, contactar con usted para avisarle de que no podremos asistir debido a que Jeff, nuestro director de marketing, ha sido convocado a la sede europeo para mantener informado al presidente sobre las best practices. Bueno, luego sigo. Okay, I have been desperately, he estado intentando incesantemente, desperately crying to contact you, or we can say trying to get a hold of you. Contactar con alguien, to get a hold of someone. I've been desperately trying to get a hold of you to let you know, para avisarle, to let you know that we will not be able to make it, no podremos asistir, to make it, to attend. We won't be able to make it debido a que, since, or due to the fact that, due to the fact that Jeff, nuestro director de marketing, ha sido convocado a la sede europeo para mantener informado al presidente sobre las best practices in trade marketing dentro de la división española. Okay. Due to the fact that Jeff, our marketing manager, has been summoned to the headquarters in Europe. He has been summoned. He has been called to go, right? He has been summoned to the headquarters in Europe to brief the chairman. Para mantener informado. To brief someone is to advise them, to tell them, to explain to someone, to bring someone up to date, to brief. B-R-I-E-F. To brief the chairman on best practices in trade marketing within the Spanish division. Las best practices. Bueno, best practices within the Spanish division. Okay. To brief the chairman on best practices in trade marketing within the Spanish division. Okay. He dejado un mensaje tanto en su buzón de voz como en el de su secretaria. Y también hablé con alguien en recepción. He dejado un mensaje. I have left a message. I've left a message on both your voicemail and your secretaries. And I also spoke to someone in reception. I've left a message on both your voicemail and your secretary. Both your voicemail and your secretaries. He dejado un mensaje en tanto en, right? On both A and B. Tanto en tal, tanto el otro. On both your voicemail and your secretaries, and I also spoke to someone in reception. Siento que sea con tan poco tiempo y espero que podamos concertar la reunión para algún momento a principios de la semana que viene. I'm sorry for such short notice. I'm sorry for such short notice. Y espero que podamos concertar una reunión para algún momento a principios de la semana que viene. And I hope we can reschedule the meeting for some time early next week. I hope we can reschedule for some time early next week. Reciba un cordial saludo. Best regards. Okay. So here we have a few interesting structures. In hope that. Now look at how we use the preposition. We say in hope that. Con la esperanza de que, in hope that. I'm writing this last minute email in hope that you might receive it before tomorrow morning's meeting. Right? So we use the Saxon genitive here with expressions of time. Last week's edition. Yesterday's news. Tomorrow morning's meeting. Okay? Now, to be summoned to a meeting, we have convocar una reunión, which is to hold a meeting. Pero convocar una persona is to summon a person. Summon. We saw this structure, the expression here, to brief someone on something. Que puede significar mantener a alguien informado de algo. O dar instrucciones a alguien también. To brief someone, to brief someone. On such short notice, it's such short notice. We could also say with such little time. But it just doesn't really sound that great, with such little time. Con tan poco tiempo. Suena mejor en inglés, on such short notice. Or I'm sorry that it's such short notice. Okay. Early next week. A finales de la semana que viene. Late next week. Y a principios de la semana que viene. Early next week. Early next week. Late next week. So these are very common structures, okay? Okay. Repasando. Let's review, everybody. Okay, I'm going to go through it again. I'm going to start. Voy a empezar desde principio. Start from the top, Kyle. Okay, here we go. Dear Sheila, I'm writing this last-minute email in hope that you might receive it before tomorrow morning's meeting. I've been desperately trying to get a hold of you to let you know that we will not be able to make it due to the fact that Jeff, our marketing manager, has been summoned to the headquarters in Europe to brief the chairman on best practices in trade marketing within the Spanish division. I've left a message on both your voicemail and your secretary's, and I also spoke to someone in reception. I'm sorry it's such short notice, and I hope we can reschedule that meeting for some time early next week. There you go. Best regards. Best regards. Okay. There we go. That was our business letter, everybody. People seem to really enjoy those. I hope you did, too. All right. Let's carry on, everybody. Let's continue on with our program. What do we have next? Oh, I want to practice some short answers. Hace tiempo. It's been a while since we've done this, but it's a lot of fun. It's a good exercise. I'm going to ask you a question. And I want you to answer at home, en voz alta, with a short answer. So I want you to give me a three-word answer. So the first word will be yes or no. The second word will be the subject. And the third word will be the auxiliary verb, or the verb to be. So, for example, are you ready? Yes, I am. Do you live in China? No, I don't. Okay? Okay, here we go. Okay, does it snow often in the Sahara Desert? No, it doesn't. Will there be a parliamentary election next week? No, there won't. Was there a religious holiday last week? No, there wasn't. Can Arabs and Jews live together peacefully? But I think I know. No, they can't. It seems they can't. Well, they should be able to. That was a very complicated question. Am I an English teacher? Yes, you are. Was I a teacher last month? Yes, you were. Did the French invade Spain last year? No, they didn't. Do I live in Spain? Yes, you do. Are there any castles in the United States? Yes, there are. Sure, anyone could build a castle, I suppose. Was Christopher Columbus born near the Mississippi River? No, he wasn't. Can the Pope speak several languages? Yes, he can. Claro que sí. Yes, he can. Okay, we'll do two more. Did Marilyn Monroe work in Hollywood? Yes, she did. Has it been hot recently? Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Okay, so we're repeating the auxiliary verb. All right, let's go ahead with another challenge. This one I try to do every day. It's my favorite for developing agility with the interrogative form. It's time for the interrogative challenge.
Interrogative challenge.
All right, interrogative challenge. Let's get into it. I'm going to give you the answer to the question, and you ask me the question that I've already answered. Okay, number one, the boy was found near the supermarket. Where was the boy found? Where was the boy found? You can find bargains in the Rastro. Where can I find bargains? Where can I find bargains? Peter found the report. Who found the report? Who found the report? Oh, Peter did. I'm tired because this list is too long. Why are you tired? Why are you tired? He went to bed an hour ago. When did he go to bed? Hey, when did he go to bed? Oh, an hour ago. She's from Argentina. Where is she from? Where is she from? Oh, she's from Argentina. Her name is Pandora. What's her name? ¿Cómo se llama ella? What's her name? Oh, her name is Pandora. She's tall, slim, and walks like a model. What does she look like? What does she look like? She sings like an opera star. How does she sing? How does she sing? She's pleasant, funny, and intelligent. What is she like? So notice, what is she like? She's pleasant and funny. What does she look like? She's tall and slim. We've practiced this many, many, many times. I will practice it again, but I'd like to move on now. But remember, if you had trouble with those questions, if you couldn't form all of the questions perfectly, then I recommend you go back and listen to this show again and listen to other episodes of the Drive Time Show for free. Go to iVox, the iVox app or website, iVOOX, and search for Drive Time and you'll find hundreds of episodes. Practice with the challenges. Puedes repasar gratis con todos los retos de siempre y ganar fluidez. Aprender inglés cuesta más esfuerzo que dinero, amigos. It costs more effort than money. And we give you those resources. So search for the Drive Time Show on iVox. You can listen over and over. Also, you can join my free Facebook group. Tengo un grupo de Facebook donde pongo clases gratis ahí. It's called English with Kyle on Facebook if you're a Facebook user. Speaking of that, you can submit questions through the Facebook group and I will answer them either in the group or here on the radio show in this next section, which is By Request.
By Request. Inglés a la carta.
By Request. Inglés a la carta. Yes, we have questions from listeners, and Miguel Angel has the first one today. He says, Kyle, could you explain to me to get rid of? Of course. Eso es deshacerse de algo. Tirar. To get rid of. I have to get rid of some. I have to get rid of some old papers. I have an old pen that doesn't have any ink left. No queda tinta en mi bolígrafo, así que lo voy a tirar. I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to get rid of my old pen. Okay? To get rid of. I'm going to get rid of it. Deshacerse de algo. To get rid of. And that's it. Natalia says, Kyle, would you mind explaining some TV vocabulary? Okay. And she says, for example, off-tube. I don't know what off-tube means. But old televisions, they used to call them the tube. Turn on the tube. Por eso se dice YouTube. Because the tube is an old word for television. Because they used to have tubes, like vacuum tubes, or tubes in the back of the television that created the image. So it was called the tube. Hey, turn on the tube, the television. To broadcast, this was transmitir, to broadcast. So you broadcast television, you broadcast radio, and the broadcaster is, the broadcaster would be the company that broadcasts, like Vaughn Radio is a broadcaster. It's a radio station, it is a broadcaster who broadcasts. And she says, holders. I'm not sure what you mean, holders, in the sense of television. But, we have channels. We would say to change the channel. Or sometimes we say a network. So a network would be like a family of channels. You have advertisements. You have the ad break. The break, la pausa publicitaria, the ad break on television. You have shows or programs. You have I'm just sort of thinking of the vocabulary. We could say to cut to commercial, to cut. It's time to cut to commercial, to cut to an ad break. And when you watch shows, I still find it strange. Sometimes in Spain, the ad break cuts right in the middle of a program because they use different ad breaks. In North America, most shows have two breaks. Typically after about 8 or 9 minutes, there's a break. And then after about 14 minutes or 15 minutes, after about 22 minutes, maybe there's another break. So this is why if you watch The Simpsons, for example, there's certain moments that they make the episode with certain moments that are ideal for putting the commercials. Whereas sometimes in Spain, they just cut it and put the commercials right in the middle of the show. Particularly on some of the cheaper channels, let's say. You may parece un poco feo, but a little bit a little bit rough around the edges sometimes with some of those channels. But anyway, I'm trying to think of more vocabulary for Natalia. I'm just reading this question for the first time, but I can think of some more and prepare a little bit more vocabulary for you, Natalia. But let's go ahead. We have another question. This writer says, Kyle, I've heard Richard say the letter was written by the manager's secretary. And didn't you say that the article can never go before the Saxon genitive? Well, not always. We could say, of course, the manager's secretary. The king's speech The king's crown was beautiful. The manager's secretary. So when it's a title like this, yes, we can use the Saxon genitive in this case with a title. The carpenter's hammer was silver. The manager's secretary wrote the letter. Absolutely. But we don't, when we don't use the article is when we have a name. So we don't say the Peters. It's the Peters car. No, it's Peter's car. Right? So when you have a profession or a title, in that case, yes, you can use the article. But when you're talking about a person's name, we don't use the article there before the Saxon genitive. Okay? I hope that makes sense. And that was a good question. They're all good questions. And remember, if you have questions, you can write to me in the Facebook group. It's called English with Kyle. Be sure to join. And I'll answer your questions. I also do videos on Instagram, which I share into the Facebook group when I'm not having technical difficulties. Lately, it's become more difficult to get the videos off of Instagram. I don't know why, but I'll be working on that. So I'll have some videos hopefully coming very soon if I can solve that problem. And you can also reach me with your questions or comments on Instagram, I'm Kyle Miller, or on Twitter with the same name, I'm Kyle Miller. That is about it for today, my friends. We're going to finish there, but I want to thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend, and hopefully you will continue to include English in your weekend. Keep exposing yourself to the language little by little. Have a great weekend, folks. Stay safe, have fun, and we'll see you on the other side. Bye-bye.
Más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833. Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te pueda ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu